Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the morning meeting, building John Boy Media. My name is Jimmy. His name is Matty. And someone sneaking in, it's Joe's McFly sneaking into the room, talking about Blitzball Battle 3 because it's completed. Talking about, yes, are you asking me a question? Joe's is also on live. Oh, he's testing out a mic. We're talking about our live event we had, the Super Mega Baseball live stream and deal. We're in the video game. We'll be taking comments from the Instagram. Obviously, we're live on Instagram, and then it will be a lot of other people watching on YouTube or listening on the podcast apps. And then, yeah, questions from Instagram. And if you have any questions for future apps, leave them in the YouTube. Do we have any from last episode that you want to pull up? We can do that. And did not do one last week. The Yankees were playing on the West Coast, which means that the games start at 10 p.m. And it just killed my whole week. Jake and I were talking yesterday, like still kind of recovering from being old and having to record. Like Sunday, this whole month we have to record Sundays at 11 p.m. And then, not, you know me, I like my early Mondays. So I was so tired Monday night.
Yeah.
Last night they played at 7. The game ended at 9:30. I was in bed at 9:45. I was probably asleep before 10. I was so happy.
It also wasn't a record day, which week was record, I think.
Yeah. Well, like this Thursday is going to kick our ass. We have to do the whole game. We're going to be live on the Yes app doing a like watch-along stream, and then we have to record afterwards, and it's a 7 o'clock start. So we'll be in the office until midnight, maybe 12:30.
And is this the first stream that you're doing?
Yeah,
this
the
year?
First Yes Network or Yes App stream. Yeah.
You have to do more?
I think we have 3 planned.
Okay.
But we're doing them from here now. We're not going to Stanford.
Yeah, I did know that.
Yeah.
They sent us a care package of stuff that we need for the stream.
Yeah, like it's pretty expensive gear. Mike knows all about all this. Brian Feingold's here. He was at the live watch event. Mm-hmm. Long hair on Brian.
Yeah, he gave us a frog.
Cool look.
Frog.
Yeah, he did give us a frog.
Which I hung on the gong. Have you seen it?
I did see that the other day, yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you hear what I want to do with the gong?
Yes, I have. Go ahead, tell the people.
I want to put the gong, this isn't going to happen. I want to put the gong behind or the goalies, inside the nets of floorball. So if they get scored on, it just sucks. My daughter keeps asking why there aren't any women playing in Blitzball. It's why she can't get into it. Oh, I don't know. We did have a big idea to have softball players join each team, but I don't know if we're having themed Blitzball battle teams anymore. Like we're planning on having, you know, like Blitzball Battle 5, each team gets a woman softball player. Blitzball Battle 6, each team gets a Savannah Banana. I don't think we're doing that anymore. I think the only way the teams would expand if it's like a permanent third that's now like it's a 3-team league and they're there for all the game. You know what I mean? Not having, but I still want to get softball players or women baseball players into the warehouse for like mini micro series or challenges or videos. I've been watching that YouTube algorithm is blowing up Jenna Bandy. She does a lot of sports stuff. Actually, my YouTube now is feeding me a ton of all the creator leagues.
Oh,
football,
nice.
Basketball. So I'm kind of like, because I know I knew MLW and I just know it's super popular, but I never really did a whole deep diving. Football's got a ton.
I mean, to answer that question though, be prepared for floorball because there's a female on every floorball team.
Yeah, there's a female on every floorball team because, there's 4 people per team and we wanted to do an all-girls team on floorball last year. It fell through. And then not every team had a girl on it last year, right?
Not every team.
No,
did.
But this year we want every team. And I like having the field hockey players. I think some are women's ice hockey players, but I like the field hockey players like Sam and Jules because they bring like a completely different style of stick work, mm-hmm. which is really cool to watch. And Jules is returning. Floorball is almost complete. Maybe we talk about that a little at the end of the show or not. So That was the first question from the chat.
Bang.
How are you, Maddie?
I'm good. I've been good. It was Emily's birthday yesterday.
Yay!
So happy birthday to her. That was a fun dinner and everything like that. So been good. You know, just excited as Blitzball 3 is winding down. And now Zach, I think, has the time to start editing a JM Entertainment video. And we're going to be bulking those up. So, yeah, exciting stuff.
I also have some reports that we can do. Maybe we do these right off the front. Because I always forget about these. Sure. I have the April. Diversa sent me the April, like the month report for April, which I like better than the week.
Yeah, I much prefer the month. We don't have May's yet.
No, May won't be available for a while because you need the full 30 days before it.
Yes.
Another question before I get into the stats. Chris asked how the wife is feeling. Katie is ready to give birth. She said that last night we were supposed to pack the hospital bag. I did not. I fell asleep. I was tired. James is also sick with a fever right now, so we were cuddling him. But yeah, I think she's pretty ready to have this baby. And as soon as the baby comes, I'm on paternity leave. So I'm actually racing to just get as much organization done these next couple of weeks before I leave. So I feel like I leave the warehouse or area, and not that you guys can't handle it, but just go back to like real nitty gritty detailed meetings and plans and all that with that. Oh, Katie is in the chat. She said, I'm done. Well, you're not done. You're still pregnant. So she's not done.
She's mentally done.
She's done. That means that I have to rush somewhere. Anyway. All right. April, top episodes of April for the company. Or how do I want to do this? Here. Talking baseball, the number one. Talking baseball is juggernaut, so it's got a lot of the top spots. Hey, morning. So Talking Baseball has the top 1 through 11 podcast episodes of the month of April.
Right.
The company. That's usually Talking Yanks will sneak up there, but Talking Baseball is
pretty. It's the first month of baseball season.
First month of baseball season, and Talking Baseball is our biggest show. The morning meeting had the 12th, the first non-Talking Baseball highest episode. It was the Trey Turner episode.
Mm-hmm.
And Talking Yanks had the 13th and the 14th and the 15th and all that. Who else cracked? The Chris Rose rotation cracked the top 20.
Oh, nice.
Talking Giants on the list a little. Yeah. Well, how about that? This show.
Cool.
Top 15.
And we've already outdone it.
Yeah, that is wild.
That is really crazy.
The April top 10 highest viewed YouTube videos. No shorts, no breakdowns.
No podcasts.
And YouTube only, so there's no audio only. Weekly Dumb had the number 1.
Nice.
Good. Weekly Dumb's climbing back up.
It is.
And things you missed. Yeah, this week's episode, I wanted to message Rob and the crew.
Yep.
Got broke the 100 mark, so that's good. We got Ice in the number 2 slot. Anything but a bat home run derby. I don't know if Katie, my wife, put this on her story yesterday, but James loves anything but a bat home run derby videos by We Got Ice.
I did see you guys watching that.
I've tried to play him the one where I'm in it, where we bunt. Doesn't like it that much. But the anything but a bat, he gets fixated. He's fell asleep in my lap while watching it. Couple times.
Is he watching it just like completely enthralled, or is he like laughing?
No, he doesn't laugh. He's just enthralled by the movement.
Right.
Ball, ball, ball.
Right.
Ref guess number 4. So that's good. The top 3 are 3 different shows on 3 different channels.
Nice.
April was our best month for like parody in that way. Dumb does get the 4 and 5. Blitzball Battle 3 gets the 6. Things You Missed, 7. Jolly Olive broke the top 10 with his How the D Train Got Derailed, and then Weekly Dumb Things You Missed. So that was good to see.
Also, shout out to We Got Ice, because I didn't realize this until I looked. 4 of their last 5 videos passed the 200K mark.
Yeah, I was looking at their channel the other day. It's going really well. Okay. That's the month of April content report, thanks to Diverse Creator Output Report. I won't share this. It's kind of more inside baseball. The last 2 weeks, guess how many Podcast, videos, shorts, appearances for me.
Is breakdowns part of it?
Yeah. It's how much like I outputted. So,
56.
But we count appearing in other people's shows. So like if I'm in
shorts?
No, no.
Okay.
If it's a short, I made the short. Okay. I didn't 56. Appear in it. 50. Looks like 50 on the dot in 2 weeks.
It's pretty good.
Leader in the clubhouse. All right. You want to get into Blitzwaddle 3? Do you have any specific questions you want to like steer me in?
So I want to first just get your overall impression of how the final, like you were in the live chat. What was your thoughts while reading the chat and seeing the final kind of for the first time as it was a final product?
Devin Daniel asked a question. I'm going to type that question. I'll answer that after the chat. The final, being in the chat, was really cool. Like 8,000 people watching live by the end.
What was your awesome. Prediction? I went in saying if we passed 7,000, it would be awesome.
I just wanted to beat
5.6.
I wanted it to be the highest live viewed game. I actually thought that we had what did we have before the first pitch was thrown? 2,000?
No, I think it hit 3.
3,000 people were in the live, we're watching live the premiere before the first pitch was thrown. And that is because the 8,000 is like the algorithm starts helping you out. Because when you're live for 20 minutes or it's premiering, it starts putting in more people's feeds and all that. But the fact that 3,000 people were, it was on their calendar. Like it was like, I want to tune in before I get there to see the whole thing live. That was really, really cool. So I actually like that number way more. It did the best. So in the past, games won and championship games have always been the most viewed on different tournaments. But the cool thing about this tournament was it just kept going. So that was like a really fun part of it. But the championship game, I don't know, the chat was the most, it felt like a sports league, like they were invested in the outcome, which I enjoyed. And then you get a lot of new fans, and then you run into a lot of the same complaints that new fans have, and then eventually they realize, oh, this is fine.
Yeah. It did feel like the chat's hearts were on the line a lot more than prior games or prior tournaments, definitely.
Yeah. I like it. You want people to get invested.
Oh, for sure. It's awesome.
Like, if people are watching and getting annoyed, that means they, like, have some sort of care in there.
And then the second half of this Blitzball 3, I just wanted you to, A, share, and then, B, give thoughts and potential reasons as to why the numbers are so big. Since from the start of Blitzball 3 to the day of the championship, 111,000 subscribers gained, 72.6 million views, 1.4 million watch hours. The difference in views and hours there, a lot of shorts packing in a lot of views and not a lot of watch hours. But 111,000 subs in a month might be a record for any channel that we've ever had.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of different factors of good. So like obviously the YouTube shorts took off, and YouTube is promoting shorts a lot, and that's how like you get subscribers, is by playing their game, which I mean the YouTube shorts are fun anyway. So we had a bunch of YouTube shorts take off, and like TikTok shorts took off, and that was because one, the social team, Kyle and Kev, like crushed it. I gave them the like the stone of the game, if they were carvers, what are those?
Medieval henchmen?
No, like when you like, you know, the Statue of David, like the marble.
Sculptors?
A sculptor, yeah. So usually they would, I think I might have talked about this before, usually the social team would just have the final product of the game and pull from there. But I changed that, and they had all 14 camera angles, all 8 mics to their disposal to edit a moment, like the Lou and Zoe Wisney Swing in the game, it's edited for the game to keep it flowing. But in the short, it's edited specifically to tell like a 1 minute story of this moment. So that made it, so the shorts were way more successful and they were able to have way more nuance with them. And that was a really successful change that we found, which made the shorts blow up. The shorts go into the YouTube algorithm, which find new viewers. So in the course of game one till today, we've had 23.3 million new viewers to the YouTube channel. Yeah.
Does it tell you total viewers? I mean, it's probably like 24 million, I guess.
It tells me unique viewers, which is 23.9 million.
That's crazy. 23 million new people.
Yeah. It's like a million returning viewers. But 23 million new people to the channel. Average return on like newsletters or even like mailing is 3% is like amazing. If you get like a 1%. So that's what I kept saying. I was like, hey, if we get like 0.000 whatever 5 of these new viewers to be subscribers, that's amazing. And I don't know. The worry is, okay, we don't want it to be just shorts only. We want the actual games to grow as well. And that happened as well, which has been really cool. I have those numbers. You know, I like tracking everything. So I told Zoe and Jack asked me, like, what is your barometer of success? And then we shared it in Slack. And I said, well, once we get to the point where each game averages 100K views a game, I'll be like really, really like proud and happy. I don't think it's going to happen this one, but we're making good progress. Well, right now, and that's 30-day views because that's what you sell on is 30-day views. Right now, they're averaging 103,000 per game, and only 4 of the 17 have eclipsed the 30-day mark. We're projected, I ran these numbers today, to average 134,000 per game.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa. I was expecting it to be 110 or something.
Well, who knows if that's, you can't really project it, but yeah, we're projected to average 134,000 per game. So it's just been a crazy success. And then the next step was going to the engagement rate, right? Because that's what I always kind of bragged about was if we get people to watch it, I think they're going to stick around and they'll watch the whole thing. Well, the championship game has 100,000 viewers already and it has a 40% watch rate, which is unheard of. People get excited about 15%. And it's got 40%. The average view duration is 19 minutes. So we're still wildly impressive in that way.
Mm-hmm.
The semifinal game, which was my favorite game, 105K views, has a 48.5% average percent viewed, which is... It's nuts, man, because YouTube videos, in the first 30 seconds, you're going to drop down to 70% no matter what. Because people click it, they realize they don't want to. Maybe they click the wrong video.
Autoplay.
Maybe it autoplays, and then they bow out. So you're just going to drop down to 70% of the 100% of people click it. 70% of them are going to stick around after the first 30 seconds. So we're ending games. Like this game, you get the first pitch had 67% of the people watching it. And last pitch had 61%. So like we can't really fix that first 30% dip. That's just going to happen. But the people that watch first pitch, so like the engagement rate is actually even higher than the YouTube one because that's just the nature of YouTube. So yeah, 67 watched first pitch, 61 watched the final pitch.
Is that the semifinal?
That's the semifinal, yeah.
That's the craziest I've ever heard, even on that channel, which has always been high.
Yeah.
A 6% drop over 30 minutes?
Well, I think that's what we used to average, right?
I thought it was a little more.
Blitzball Battle 2, the average first pitch was 69%. The average last pitch was 61%.
So a little more.
A little more.
Right.
Yeah. All over it. Yeah, this game has a 44.9 average view. 60% watched the last pitch, 70% watched the first. So that's where it's like, okay, we grew. We doubled our average views for the games, but we did not. Usually the more viewers you get, the worse your retention gets because the more casual fans you get, but we didn't. That didn't mess us up at all.
It's awesome.
The second highest tournament in average views per game was Blitzball Battle 1, the first one we ever did with 52,000 per game, and it was 14 games. This is 17 games at projected 130 per game. The big thing now is Ball and Play, our cricket league, is coming up next. Naturally, there's going to be a drop, I think, the nature of cricket versus a baseball alternative versus a cricket alternative, whatever it is. My goal is that it's our second most viewed tournament ever. Like, we don't drop, it doesn't get cut in half back to like the 50s or 45s. But if we can stay, if we land in the 70s, I'll be happy. If it's higher than that, that's amazing. Because it's really good. It's still very entertaining.
Oh, definitely entertaining. The question that I had, I personally have, and maybe some other people do as well. Why, if we know that cricket is most popular sport, brings in a ton of new viewers to the main channel, why are we afraid to use the word cricket in the title?
Oh, because last year we didn't know any of that, and we called it the Ball and Play League.
So if you were to start from scratch now, would you call it cricket?
No. Well, no. Jack Doyle said it once to me. He said, the sport is crickball. The league is the Ball and Play League.
Yeah, that all makes sense. I think...
I don't know. Ball and Play League sounds good. It's kind of what we were aiming for because the goal is to have the ball in play the whole time.
Yeah.
And it like lets that get across.
I think I'm going to include the word cricket in the description of all of them. So hopefully it reaches people that search.
Cricket plus baseball plus...
Yeah, a cricket plus baseball creator league. So now anybody that searches either cricket creator league or baseball creator league.
Yeah. True. The game, Baggage versus Pinstripe game, is an hour long. I want to see the retention there. 38.7%. Still pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Yeah, so I've been super pleased with like every aspect of Blitzball Battle 3, from the planning to the production. I don't have the numbers on the pre- and post-game shows. I wanted to share those. I wonder if Diversa can pull those for me, because that was an area we didn't know if they were going to do well or not, and I think they've done really well.
Yeah, they've exceeded expectations.
Well, they're also just so polished. Like, it's such an avenue. And this is what I was explaining to some of our creators and our talent yesterday, is that this blowing up like this is such a, it's our, and Zoe was even saying this to me. He's like, it's our biggest launching pad of putting Kenobio in front of this audience, and then them knowing, oh, he does boxing stuff. Like, it's our biggest space to like launch. Oh, Jolly does stats, and he was on the pregame show like crushing stats. So I went to for floorball, which we're planning now, and trying to get as nitty gritty planning as we did for Blitzball 3. I went up to everyone and said, hey, I know you're not playing, but if there's an area you want to be there for the full 3 days, and we build a little something for you, because it's our best way to promote you to like this huge audience that might not know who you are.
Yep.
Yeah. Someone said, did the post game get better after switching it to the next day instead of after the game? The game got better because it was the most recent video stayed as the game, and the post game didn't like cut, you know, give the algorithms two things to push or confusion. So that was a good call. That happened on this live, right? Is when you said that?
Also, the numbers, very small sample size, probably got better because we got more viewers the longer that we went.
I mean, some of the retention on the post-game show is hilarious. The one was like 57%. It's shorter, but yeah.
Yeah.
That was kind of wild. So Anything else there? So yeah, it was like a wild success. I'm really, really appreciative. I posted the behind the scenes of the loft last night. The comments on that were pretty cool.
They were awesome comments, actually. Yeah.
It's still confusing because some people are like, whoa, I didn't make it clear, like, that's not the final product you watched.
Right.
Because they still went and edited every frame and rechanged the cameras, but we're practicing doing it live. So in the future we can do some versions of it live, but we still can't score bug. Like, we have to teach ourselves how to do the score bug and like master that. And I want the replays not in the quad box if we were to do it there. But the goal, and we did it on ball and play, and the goal for floor ball is to make that live switching as close, or make it so the post edit is as easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I think we're achieving for.
Yeah. Ball and play and floor ball are much easier because the players aren't mic'd up. So you don't have two teams talking over each other. As long as the players and both players are mic'd up and they're having conversations at the same time, it'll always need to go to post so they can separate those and mute the bad shit, or not bad, but the unnecessary banter, and then build a storyline over the good strategic stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Definitely. The other part of exciting news of this past week was the Super Mega Baseball 4, which you and Joe's were playing yesterday.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
I didn't know there's a setting that I didn't know.
What setting?
You know how you can aim your pitch, but it's a fake out?
Yeah.
I thought that was totally just a fake out. And then when I aim my pitch, it goes off being in the middle. So I faked out way high, and then I want to throw a low changeup. But I moved it low based off my fake out, so it was a middle changeup.
Yeah.
And then he hit a 3-run homer, and the game was kind of done.
Oh, yeah. It's based on where you start.
Yeah.
Right.
I didn't realize that.
Gotcha. But can you walk people through, to the extent of your knowledge, that deal and how that came about and everything like that?
Yeah. I mean, it's a big shout out to Lethea and Courtney. I think Taylor helped a lot. You helped a lot with the content side. Jake was pretty involved guiding creators through. So I was kind of not in the weekly or daily meetings for this deal, but I know they did a whole creator league and reached out, and we have friends that are there that have, like, you know, helped us and worked with us a lot. And I think there was like a lot thrown out, like, you know, one team, four teams, ended up being four different teams with half like personality dispersed on it, and then legends that are in the game. We got to draft our team from like their fake players to their actual legends players. So like my first pick was Babe Ruth. He's on mine and Jake's team. So I was a captain. Joe's was a captain. Paxton was a captain. And Jack was a captain. So
Zoe
was a captain. Mm-hmm. So we got Ice, Girls and Co, Pinstripe Strong, and John Boy Media are in the game. Really cool. And then that's awesome. like the content planning. Well, you know, we did the live stream all day. That was fun. And then there's more videos coming out. There's probably going to be more of us just playing as each other as we go.
Yeah, exactly. I think that we're going to play. So there's going to be a lot more videos anyway. But we do have to do 4 JM Gaming videos in our partner deal. And then 1 JM Baseball video. We've shot the JM Gaming ones. We still have to shoot the JM Baseball ones. But look out for all of those over the month of June.
And it's something that as a company we want to get into more is licensing, and like licensing our podcasts, our shows, our creators' images onto other platforms. And it's really, it's like a tougher, it's different than an ad deal or ad revenue. There's so much more involved, and we're obviously new and learning, and we've done a couple licensing deals. Obviously Shady Rays, every Blitzball game, talked about how Jake and I have our own Shady Rays glasses line coming out.
Mm-hmm.
When do those come out officially?
I'm not sure.
But that was a licensing deal.
Yeah.
And there might be one or two smaller ones that we've been working on. But that's, yeah, we want to get into that world, obviously. And I think, you know, there's a lot of places out there that want live sports and have reached out to us about the warehouse. Like, that's what's been cool about the warehouse finally blowing up, is people, I think, even realized within these walls, kind of saw my vision of it, which I understand not everyone can just like have blind faith in what I'm telling them I think this can be and shit. But everyone worked really hard on it. So it's not like they didn't see it, but maybe if it didn't come, if those that didn't get the view, people would be like, well, okay, I think we put a little too much into this. So it was nice to see. But also other companies reached out and see the big picture a little more now too. And everyone wants live sports, right? So if we create like a Thursday night league and maybe we sell a Thursday night league that airs on blank TV or whatever, another arena live, and then it gets a week later posted onto the channel. I'm not against that. Cause right now the media world is so down and ad spend is down right now and all that. So we're opening ourselves up to stuff that we maybe wouldn't, we'd be more buttoned up previously. And now it's like, no, let's go get it, whatever we can do, whatever we can to get it.
No, but that's exciting too, because even if it debuts somewhere else live and then we have it and we're allowed to post it later, it's not really a difference.
Yeah. So what we did with AMP, right? So we were live on AMP and then we had the distribution afterwards.
Yep.
That's what I would pitch. It wouldn't be like Blitzball Battle 5. It would be like, you know, Blitzball Blitz or a roulette tournament or something. But it wouldn't be edited in post. It would be live. We would you would get the live feed, like our like watch party that we did.
Yep. Speaking of all this live, can you speak to, and I think the audience is going to see a lot more of these live events coming their way. Kenobio has one this upcoming Saturday for a boxing pregame meet and greet. Can you just speak to the decision behind making more live events? And, you know, now we've moved an employee specifically into that role to ensure that we do them properly, et cetera.
Yeah. Well, Talking Giants had a really good run in the postseason last year. And then, I don't know, the world kind of, you know, COVID canceled a lot of that stuff. And then we never really even got started on it. So it made me feel like we didn't know how to go about it. We did a couple last year. We did Torch and Crown for the Yankees postseason. We've always done live events at the All-Star game that do really well. And we have people come hang out with us. And it seems like an avenue where we can do more stuff and build community. And I don't know how big of a winner they are, because, you know, it costs to put them on. And we're not going to, like, charge fucking crazy money. It was like $30 and you got a beer, you got a drink ticket and hang out with us. Was that what it was?
This was just hanging out with us.
Oh, okay. We sold 150 tickets last week. But yeah, I mean, it costs to put them on and shit. So we want to do more. Like, I want a ref guest trivia night at a bar. And it doesn't need to be filmed. We don't have to have the YouTube watch party involved in that. It could just be like, it's there. So like, I talked to Jolly about, dude, we should do ref guests at some bar around locally that people can come to after work and play ref guest trivia and host it. Or like smaller shows, doing smaller venues or just meet and greets. Or obviously in the playoffs, we'll go big again.
Yeah.
There's plans for like big ones and then there's smaller ones. But I think it's more community building and meeting people. Like, I love meeting people and then I love seeing the same person again that came to other events.
That's cool, yeah.
You know, one girl, she came from Miami for our event.
Last
weekend. I believe her name was Jasmine, I believe, unless I'm mixing two people up. But that was awesome. People came from, one guy drove down from Vermont.
I did hear that. That was cool. And drove back that night.
He drove back to his girlfriend lives Massachusetts. Yeah. So it was cool. I enjoy them. They're a little tiring, just being on for so long. Like, we showed up and tried to be as quiet as I can for like an hour leading up to it. Mm. Very low energy. That's, saw Michael Kay before a game once and he was just like whispering. I was like, he's saving himself.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was a guy from Scotland there. That was cool. I think they're doing a live event for the All-Star break. I'm not going to go because I'll be on paternity leave, but I think
there's one
happening in Seattle. Mm-hmm. Pretty upset. I want to see Seattle. That's a place, like, I want to see the stadium and all that, but probably want to see my little daughter more.
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
Can go to Seattle another time. Another part, and this was just interesting because the Blitzball Boys podcast is something that I was in concussion protocol, and all I could do was listen to podcasts. I watched all of them. And then once I got out of that, I stopped listening a little bit, but I made sure to go back and watch the interview that they did with you, and they're supposed to be doing more. So I'm looking forward to those.
Yeah, I have to respond to them. Should I have a bunch of texts I have to respond to?
Got
to
respond to some texts, but until that, the one thing that you mentioned on there was trying to get a deal with Duncan. I feel like we're going
to... Oh, I don't know. Courtney tried to reach out, or she's been talking to them.
I think it's funny that you sent basically your receipts.
Yeah, because Courtney was like, can you send all your Duncan orders to me? And then it was kind of eye-opening how much I spend on Duncan every day. So I was... But I
we get that drink and then those little things.
Yeah, because I just tap order again on my phone.
Oh.
And at some point this week or last week when I've been really tired, I changed back to a large iced coffee and I need to change it again. I don't want a large too much. I want the medium. But I just order again and I get like a wrap because it's just brainless. I don't like making decisions in the morning. What episode was the Jimmy interview with the BB Boys, asked Tom Ace? It has to be labeled, right?
Yeah, it's labeled. It says player interview Jimmy O'Brien if you just go to Blitzball Boys on Spotify or whatever else.
Yeah.
It's like between games 11 and 12 maybe or something like that.
Yeah. I chatted with them and it was on a Yankees record night. So I had to be up anyway because I was going to record at like 10 p.m. And then I sat down with them and we started chatting and I don't know, I think it was a 2-hour conversation.
It was. It was at the end, 2-hour I was like,
you guys going to cut this up? Because we're just kind of talking.
Yeah.
They put the whole thing out.
Yeah.
Talked a lot about future plans and shit. I like those guys. They're super in tune with decision making. Sometimes you read the live comments and they comment so much of people that are like complaining or they like it, but they don't like see through to like the decision-making side of it, and those guys
they see it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, on that podcast, you caught out them seeing Rourke as, like, funny to be with Trev, stuff like that.
Rourke's been in every Blitzball battle. I don't have a team for him. Well, for Blitzball 4, I want to try and get him involved, but I'm not sure where it lands. We kind of like him as a free agent, new team every time. Unless Vinny can't come back.
Yeah, but...
We changed it. We were gonna not film Blitz Battle 4 until next February.
Yeah.
And then all this momentum, we're filming it in November now, as fingers crossed the hope.
Yes.
I can't do it without Moylan.
Yeah, no.
And Moylan goes to Australia February, or November, December, January, February, half of November, half of February. So it was either right when he comes back, or it'll still come out in 2024.
Yep.
Is that the year?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Yeah. Definitely. And there will be Blitzball micro tournaments before that. So there will be stuff on the...
Yeah, there will be one-off videos and smaller tournaments too. I still think that we should try to form some kind of tester cup of sorts, but we can figure
it out. Me too. That might be a 2024 thing. Yeah. Like it might be that November is like the first filming of that.
I think so.
Brian in the chat asked if baggage is coming back. Most likely not. It's just such a headache. They were not like excited to give that to us. And then it was like a hassle. Like at one point, I called one of the contestants a fake name because her name was like Mary. And what was the story? Zach might remember it better. And Jake was like, what was her name again? And I was like, it was Mary George. It was just a fake name that I just said. And you can't really explain why I would do that. And Game Show Network reached out like immediately. Like, you can't say their full names.
But it was fake?
Delete the episode. And we were like, what? I said the full name? And then we went back and listened to it. And then Zach looked at like the credit sheet and it was like,
not her name.
It's not her name. Oh. I just said a fake name. But then we had to tell them like,
that was a joke.
That was a joke. You just made up a name. And they were like, why is that funny? Why would he do that? And then we were like, well,
I don't know.
Like, yeah. It's not like no one really laughed. It was just something I did.
Oh my God. That's just the most awkward conversation.
Oh, Brian Feingold wasn't referring to watch and baggage. I think he was referring to team baggage.
Oh.
Sure, we'll be back, maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
We're talking blitzball?
I guess he's talking blitzball.
Can I ask an honest question?
I said I might retire at what? Yeah.
If you win floorball,
yeah,
does that de-incentivize you to come back for blitzball?
No.
Same vibe.
I mean, we've been going to the warehouse, and I have a completely new pitching style and a completely new swing.
I'm not saying that you're not going to get better. I'm just saying if you win and put a banner up with your name on it, I might, if it was me, I might be a little bit less incentivized to go and put my heart on the line again. I already got a banner.
Yeah. I wish I didn't go blind in ball and play because missing two games hindered my heart there. I couldn't really I didn't have enough time to get into it. I don't know. Blitzball is pretty fun.
It's the premier event.
My favorite thing to do is pitch in blitzball. But Jake and I were going back and doing new strategy of pitching, and it was a little better. I'm going slow.
Junk.
Yeah. New arm angle so I don't hurt my body as much. But I'm not good at it yet. But I'm...
Sidearm?
Kind of down there more. But I'm trying to do it every Thursday so I can, like, get better at it. But then we got to hit better. My mind's on floorball.
You didn't hit bad. Yeah.
We didn't have any extra base hits. I think I had two doubles, but they were off Joe's.
Well, that's then you're taking out one game, or I guess lose pitching.
Yeah.
Whatever. Mine's on floorball.
Mine's on... You guys are gatekeeping the warehouse from us at Joe's. Joe's, you can go whenever you want.
Yeah.
Joe's, I think we're actually going tomorrow. But we're not recording any videos. But Jake wants to go just to throw and play. And then we have to leave to go record all night. So I don't know the full plan there.
Oh, yeah.
It's a keypad lock, Joe's. You can go whenever you want.
Just lock it when you leave.
Just lock up.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Did you have a question that you wrote down? Did you answer that at some point?
Oh, no. Someone in the chat, what was his name? His name was
Devin.
Devin Daniel, first time father advice. First 3 months, not about you at all. Just help breastfeed and prep bottles and wash bottles. And if your wife is you're the mother of the baby's breastfeeding. At 4 months, the baby starts to like know who you are and recognize you and laugh. Not that you won't like have a bond with it beforehand, but it's mostly the mom and the baby for the first, they call it the fourth trimester. So the first 3 months, because it's still a little baby. It still needs to be swaddled and like have all that noise and it'll be like really connection with the mom. And you're kind of just like the helper. It's pretty important. But then around the 4th month is when the baby starts to laugh and smile and recognize you. And then like your heart starts to melt more and all of that. But the first 3 months is like basically just because the moms have it pretty tough. Just like breastfeeding constantly. Crying baby, can't do anything but just hand it off. It's a terrible feeling. That would be my advice.
That's the advice. Did you have any interest in speaking on any of the two completely random topics I put in?
MLB expansion teams? They should just, they can't really expand yet. They got to figure out what they're doing with Oakland. Tampa's having a good season. Maybe they build a new stadium. Did they announce they were going to expand, or is that just?
It's part of, because they, I think they like made a new deal or something. So there's like the ability to do that. And so there's been some graphics going around like 2025, you're going to hear of expansion teams. Which of these 5 cities would you choose?
I don't give a shit, because just expansion teams just mean more teams in the postseason, which means the regular season gets more diluted. So You can be 500, make the postseason now. It's stupid.
Yeah.
What's the point of playing 162 games?
We had this conversation in the office yesterday because somebody was upset about the way soccer's formatted of like,
no playoffs.
They don't have playoffs.
It'd be cool if they had playoffs. It's very fun in soccer when it comes down to the last day because it is like a playoff. And it happened this year in like three of the leagues. But it's pretty when a team just runs away with it.
Yeah. I mean, specifically with the EPL in England, that's not necessarily always the case. It's normally the last 2 weeks. But I think the good part is there's relegation. No teams can tank ever.
Yeah, that
they're not rewarded for being bad.
I like that. You just have to have such a deep system for that to happen. I think MLC is trying to build that with their cricket league. I believe it's like something they might be trying to do is bringing that system if it takes off and continues to go. But
that's cool.
Yeah.
If even say there was a deep enough system, are the minor league cities big enough to like move up and down at this point?
Not right now. I don't know. There's like 20. No, how many minor league cricket teams are there? There's a lot. 15 or something?
I don't know.
Nate was asking me, like, should we not call it minor league cricket?
Why?
Because it's really like a companion league. Minor league is just less than. That's how Americans think of that word.
Well, the EPL, the second division, is called the championship.
Yeah, because they're trying to make it not less than.
Yeah, yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times 4 is?
I didn't listen to that.
Seven times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 3.
21.
Plus 6.
27.
There's 27 minor league cricket teams.
That is a ton.
Yeah.
If what they should do is then split that in half and have now three levels.
Yeah, I guess so. It depends on the owners and all that. And, you know, yeah. Some might be moving up to the major leagues already. I'm not positive. And then the other news you have in here is the LIV and PGA. Jake was, you know, it is huge news because it's just very scummy what PGA did. So if anyone doesn't know, I mean, I'm not going to be able to fill you in like incredibly, but LIV was a new league that came and the Saudi Arabians have all this money and they paid everyone crazy money to join their league. And the PGA basically said, no, the Saudis are bad. They do terrible things. They're anti-gay rights. So don't go to them. And if you go to them, you can't be part of the PGA ever again. So Tiger turned down $700 million and Rory McIlroy turned down $300 million. And after a year, this was last year, after a year, PGA is partnering with LIV. So now the people that accepted the money and are like, fine, I'll leave the PGA and I'll take my $300 million. Now they are part of the PGA again, making their $300 million while Rory isn't making that because he turned it down because PGA told him to turn it down. So basically, and I could be wrong here, but from everything I've read, in summation, it's like PGA told Rory and their top players, you can't leave. If you leave, you're never allowed back. So they use that tactic to maintain their top players.
For a year.
Which then went out, and because they still maintain top players, they're a hot commodity and are now live and the Saudis are investing in the PGA. If all their top players left, Live would not invest in the PGA because they would have all the top players.
Yeah.
So now Rory's like, well, I just fucking earned you money by not taking the money I was offered. And the guys from PGA who did it are probably going to get, you know, a parachute of like money, golden parachute, and be gone. Like take the, so it's a pretty fucked up situation. I obviously don't know the total ins and outs, but that I think is a very layman's term, broad strokes of what happened, which is pretty shitty.
It is.
Yeah. You know how, I don't know if we're have to wrap up soon, but you know how I had kind of like as the content head of content department, I had the AdSense goal to achieve. Is like, you know, the revenue.
Yeah.
Do you know that we did it?
Yeah.
Because you and Sam are you know, under me in that aspect. And we didn't really like have too much of a deep, I want to like really attack it more in the future and like kind of which days and channels and all that. But the YouTube ads that they put on, and sometimes you can control them and sometimes you can't, is what the AdSense is.
Yep.
And we, not only did we get it, did you see how much we got it by?
I think you put it in the chat, but I don't want to say the wrong thing.
You don't have to say the number, but we were 134% of goal.
Nice.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that we had a specific goal target for YouTube. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Well, it's YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was worried about it. Warehouse really helped out at the end. I'm worried about it moving forward this month because paternity leave is going to hurt it. And then I made these. I'll send them to people. I made pie charts.
Nice.
Of it.
Of like what channels?
Yeah, so the main YouTube was 30%.
That's pretty good, right?
Really good, because it used to be probably 95%. Yeah. Actually, no, it used to be like 50% when Facebook was crazy, but Facebook's not crazy anymore. Probably last year it was 95%. Warehouse Games was 13, Facebook 20, Twitter 12, and then all the other YouTubes combined 22.
Gotcha.
And then I have a pie chart of all the other YouTubes combined. And that's what we need to attack. Because like...
That's what I'm attacking.
Yeah. But I mean like I want to like de-algorithm it. Yeah. Not just create... Like the one is content, but then see like, oh, okay, can we change them this way, that way? Can we put... You know, do banner ads do better than this? We don't want to do a bunch of like you can't skip. We want to do the skips, but we don't want to overdo it. Because right now, we're still lighter. When we go in and do it, we're still lighter than...
Others?
You could be.
Okay.
I think. And every publisher does a different thing.
Yeah, that's... Lucas is in the middle of figuring out what our norm should be. And then we'll transcend that to everybody else.
So not counting, this isn't counting the main John Boy Media YouTube, and it's not counting Warehouse Games for May. Which channel do you think is the highest pie chart of like all the other YouTubes? I think there's like 10 here.
Is We Got Ice and Jolly involved?
No.
JM Baseball.
Yeah. I don't know the percentage because I didn't do it right. I just have the actual number here. But it looks, if I was to guess, like around 35%. It's JM Baseball. So that's cool.
Yeah. Well, that's really good. And it makes sense because it's the short form content that you're getting the clicks and people will stay through the ad, stuff like that.
Yeah. But I'm happy we hit our goal.
It's great.
When I got sick at the end of May, I was worried about it.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to chat about?
No. My biggest goal for that is getting JM Entertainment into a spot where the content's so interesting that it makes up for, you know, one video a week or whatever it may be.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I think we'll get there.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Someone on Instagram asked, where's JJR? We tried to bring it back. We're just way too busy. I mean, just... Way too busy. I mean, last 2 weeks I posted 50 pieces of content and Jake posted, I think it's 45. Some weeks he beats me, some weeks I beat him. We're always around 50. Neither of us have been lower than 40 for a while in how much we post in a 2 week stretch. We just can't add. So I really want to do it, but it's just crazy.
Yeah. I'm curious because I don't want to overkill you guys too much. I think JJTV would be in a better looking spot if we were able to do one Sporkle video a week, and it's like a 10-minute record, but we'll see.
Yeah, it's hard.
They do well.
Yeah, I mean, GeoGuessr's fun too.
Yeah.
I like that. I would love to do just like sit down and banter with JGR, but someone would need to like totally take charge of prepping it. Like we did that one when I wanted to do it, but I did all the prep and all the pre-production. I can't do that. So,
do you want to answer this last question for me?
Yeah.
This was, there was only about three or four questions last time, and this was the last one. Question for Flag Guy. How did you become Flag Guy? It seems you immediately knew the obscure ones when the show started. Did you just learn them when you were younger, or did you study behind the scenes?
You became Flag Guy because Jake and I were playing the game, realized we didn't know what any of the flags were, walked down into the office, and I thought Luke might be the most flag-knowing person in the office, but he wasn't in the office. And then I said, who knows flags? And you said, I know flags.
That's true.
And then you got a role as Flag Guy, which has now been your a year-long role.
Yeah. Yeah. I did study them. I did not know the obscure ones going in. So you asked on Friday.
Yeah.
And by Tuesday night, I knew all 197. Sunday and Monday night, I just did the Sporkle quizzes over and over until I got
How long until you forget them? Like, I used to know all the presidents in order.
I feel like if I did the Sporkle now, I'd get 180 out of 190.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I definitely wouldn't get 100. I think I'd miss some of them.
Okay. I know some of the flags. I saw a Bangladesh flag today, and I knew what it was.
Yeah. I mean, that's the other thing. The ones that... The countries that come up in GeoGuessr, you guys kind of know those.
Not really. Jake does because he played FIFA.
Yeah, that's how I started. That's the base. Yeah.
All right. That's today's episode. Next week, I think we have a guest that'll be fun coming on. And then we'll line up some more little guests chatting as we do. And then, leave comments in the YouTube if you have any questions. We'll figure it out before I have this baby. I'm not going to have it. Can't. God won't let me. It's bullshit. See ya.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.